back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking today with Jeff Morris, K-State Division of Marketing and Communications Vice President, and we're talking all things going on at K-State here for the hour. If you got any questions or comments that we haven't touched on that you want to know the answer to, we'll try our best to answer it. 785-537-1350 is the phone number. You can also email a question to studio at 1350kman.com, and I can pass that along to Jeff. We've been talking here about enrollment and kind of how things are going with that. And, you know, I'm curious. I know the legislature has talked a little bit about, higher education. And we mentioned a lot of students in Kansas aren't going to college as much as they used to be for whatever reason. And a lot of that I know has to do with cost and state funding of higher education has gone down significantly, and there's a lot of uncertainty right now, especially with the budget, and I know that the legislature is working on that. What are you hearing from Topeka in terms of the prospects for higher education?
Well, we started out the legislative session with, I think there's a recommendation from the governor that would give us a 5%, 5.5% cut or something like that, the overall higher education budget. As you go through the process, you know, that's always kind of the starting point with what's recommended. And then it starts to get into the legislative process and goes through the cycle. Typically what we've learned is that it's probably smart for us not to react too much until the end, because a lot of times the way the legislative process works, they'll go through this and there'll be different proposals come out and they'll discuss it during the session. Different bills will be proposed. And then it sort of all comes together at the end when they put together sort of an omnibus spending bill. And a lot of times there's adjustments made at that time in the process. And our director of government relations, Sue Peterson, is very much engaged at Topeka and up there all the time talking to the folks. We get tremendous support from our local representatives, you know, Tom Hawk and Sidney Carlin and Mike Dodd, you know, the people that are up there representing us, you know, are working hard, keep us informed and let us know what's going on. You know, the legislative process is never clean. And so we always try to be very cognizant of kind of where people stand and what we think the odds are. You know, our sincere hope is that we will have stable funding from the state, you know, over the past decade or so. I think at some point we're back to about where we were in before the 2010 recession in terms of overall funding. So, you know, the flip part of that is if state funding goes down, then you tend to have tried to balance that back over tuition. Now, what we've seen in the last couple of years is that we really have a lot of sensitivity from our students in terms of the tuition that we charge. You know, it's really important to us as a land-grant university that we remain affordable and accessible to the students of Kansas, because that's what we were founded on. That's our founding mission under the Morrill Act. That was passed back in 1862, and we were founded in 1863. So I think those types of things are really important to us. So in the last couple of years, we've kept tuition flat. And the year before, I think 3 years ago, we had a 1% increase. So we're really working hard as an institution to keep the lid on that as we move forward. And that process kind of works out in tandem, because the legislative process runs now, I think it probably in May or late April, we'll know where they're going to wind up on the budget. Our tuition process follows along the same path. We will be submitting our tuition recommendations to the Board of Regents. And then in the April, May timeframe, and then typically in June, you know, in June, we typically know where the state money is going to come from. We kind of know what the tuition increase, if we're going to have one, is going to be. So that allows us to sort of know right then where we're going to be for the year. So that's the budget process that we're following right now. We're optimistic that we'll have we'll be able to hold the line from the state, and optimistic that we'll be able to keep the tuition manageable for our students, which is one of our main things. And one thing we've done, Brandon, too, is we've gone back and looked at our overall tuition and fee structure. And we're conducting a review within the university, because one thing we hear from our students is that it's kind of complicated, because the way you take classes and with the shift in online classes and in-person classes, and how does that work? So we're taking a very holistic approach, and our goal is to really streamline our tuition so that people can easily understand, you know, what it costs to go to school here. It helps us from a marketing standpoint. in terms of being able to say very clearly, you know, what the benefit of a K-State education is. And so that's a pretty major undertaking that we have going on. And we're working closely with a lot of people on campus to sort of look at that and just make sure that as we move forward, that we can be competitive, because we are in a competitive environment. We compete with the other states. You mentioned, you know, Oklahoma and Nebraska, and some of those states have some nice price point advantages, you know, that we have to make sure that we can counter through a combination of tuition and financial aid. So it's kind of all one big picture, and it will all come together for us end of May and June.
And it does kind of put you guys in between a rock and a hard place, because if state funding is lowered, tuition generally goes up, as you mentioned, although it has stayed flat for the last couple of years. But at some point, you reach a point where either you bend or you break, and I know tough decisions have to be made. And we've seen that here this past year with the coronavirus pandemic. I know there's been people have had to be furloughed. And maybe even in the future, who knows, positions could be cut.
Yeah, as we're looking right now, you know, based on what we see right now, our sense is that the year we just went through was our hardest year. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, as you know, a couple things that will happen. We're hoping that we get an enrollment. You know, we're hoping that enrollment can come up in the fall a little better, stabilized. We're hoping, you know, if the state funding kind of stays within it, and we kind of know pretty much where, you know, within the range of what it's going to be. So we're more optimistic going into this year than we were going into last year. We really had to tighten our belts in last year. We did have a lot of furloughs. We did, you know, we didn't have to, you know, have some positions reduced and eliminated within the university. And if we have to do that again, you know, those levers are still available to us. But we're right now, I think we're optimistic that the hard decisions we made last year have put us in a much better place for the next year. We took a very hard look at our budgets and said, okay, we've got to, you know, it's got to come from somewhere, and we figured out how to do that. So I think right now, based on what we know, we're optimistic. And we hope that our optimism is rewarded, and we can get through the next year without the kind of things that we had to do last year.
Hmm. Yeah, that's I'll cross our fingers and hope that things continue to improve. I know there have been challenges. K-State's not alone, obviously. There's other universities that have struggled. I know just down the road at KU, they've had some struggles there. They've had to eliminate some programming. And there's the conversation about tenure's come up. And I know K-State is very sensitive to that issue of tenure and maintaining that here with their professors.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic, because I think there's a lot of there's a certain public perceptions about tenure, but there's also, you know, the reasons that we have tenure, which is to allow for academic freedom, to allow our researchers to go and pursue the work that they want to do. And honestly, you know, the way we look at it is a research university, and there are differences, because research universities like KU and us, and to a certain extent Wichita State, you know, we have a research mission, and our research enterprise has been growing tremendously over the last few years, and we continue to see that. I thought it was interesting. I saw a news article the other day, and it was comparing universities, compared K-State to a non-research university. It said, well, the other university's expenses have gone down, and K-State's expenses have gone up. But the hidden number in that was that our research expenditures have gone up, which means as we've gotten more research grants, we've spent that money. So it is a nuanced understanding of where that goes in terms of the, you know, how the enterprise goes and where we go with tenure. You know, I think it's important to note at K-State, we have a shared governance structure. You know, we work with our faculty senate. We work with a lot of our governance groups, our employee governance groups, our support staff and professional staff. As we make these decisions, and it's, you know, we're a community, we all have to be involved in that. So as we've looked at that, you know, we know that option was put out there to help us. We're really hopeful, again, that we can look at how we manage the institution, and we can use some of the other levers and things that we have that are available that would help us manage our way through the budget situation. And again, you know, hopefully things next year will be we'll be looking up for us, and we're optimistic about that. So that being said, you know, COVID gets a vote, but right now, you know, we're hopeful that we can kind of keep doing what we've been doing. And it is incumbent on us. We, you know, we look at programs, review programs, and and make sure. And, you know, one of the things I think that's exciting to me is, you know, we've got some initiatives going on to kind of figure out, you know, if you have something, how do you reinvigorate a program and really make it relevant and get students involved and get them engaged? And there's a lot of really active discussions starting to happen across the university about that are very positive. And I think that's the kind of thing that we're going to see is, you know, it's really important that as a land grant university, we remain relevant and attractive to our students. And I think Kansas State's undertaking a lot of things right now, kind of, you know, some of them are behind the scenes, some of them will be more public in the next few months, but a lot of things are going to position us very well for the future.
Here we're speaking with Jeff Morris, Vice President of the Division of Marketing and Communications at Kansas State University. We're going to pause here for our final break, but we'll come back. We'll talk about more information, including we'll talk a little bit about facilities and construction around campus. We'll talk about that coming up next here on In Focus.